What could become Australia's largest onshore wind farm is one step closer today. The Clean Energy Finance Corporation is pledging $160 million to connect Queensland's Southern Downs Renewable Energy Zone to the national energy market. The commitment means the state-owned Powerlink company will build high-voltage transmission lines to connect wind farms southwest of Brisbane to the East Coast grid. When it's built, the project is predicted to generate enough electricity to power around 700,000 homes. Mick de Brenny is Queensland's Energy Minister and our guest this morning. Welcome to RM Breakfast, Minister.
Great to be with you.
How much renewable energy will this project pump into the grid once it's up and running?
This is a very exciting announcement that we're making today with the Federal Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Chris Bowen. The $160 million commitment will deliver stage one of this significant wind generation project. So the precinct will include the 103 megawatt Carrara wind farm, which is owned by Queensland-owned CleanCo, and the 923 megawatt McIntyre wind farm, and it will boast a combined 180 turbines. So a total of over a gigawatt of new wind generation. But what's really exciting about the financing through the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, the first account ever opened between a Queensland government-owned company and the CEFC, is that 1 gigawatt wind farm is just stage one of the project. And so the entire Southern Downs Renewable Energy Zone could host up to 2 gigawatts of wind, so double what is proposed for construction right now, and the potential for some additional solar. So that could support up to 1.4 million homes with clean energy. It's incredibly exciting. And for us here in Queensland, this deal through the CFC is like them helping us with a house mortgage. But we're about to build an entire housing development worth of new renewable energy across Queensland, and that'll be outlined through our forthcoming energy plan. So this establishment of this account will help see more renewable energy more quickly, both through the Southern Downs Renewable Energy Zone and hopefully in further projects across the state.
Okay, and construction has only just begun on the first wind farm. When will the whole project be online and feeding power into the grid?
Well, that's an excellent question. And so the debt facility that has been provided by the CFC is very agile, and we've been able to mould it around the specific needs of this renewable energy zone. So whilst we only have the 1 gigawatt's worth of wind in construction now, we've been able to, through the support of the CEFC, established a project for the transmission that actually allows greater capacity to come in later. So traditionally, we would have only really been able to get finance for transmission for the existing project, but what we've got is finance for this project and for future projects. So these will be generating by 2024, and we're expecting that the announcement today will accelerate decisions to see a final investment decision on the future wind farm and the potential around a smaller solar farm as well really soon. And so this is all about accelerating the uptake of renewable energy, because we've seen the increasing prices across the wholesale energy market. We've seen an increasing amount of volatility across the East Coast, particularly because of a range of factors, including global factors. And so this announcement today gives real confidence to investors that between the Queensland government and the new Australian government, that we can accelerate new renewable energy projects quickly.
And this announcement comes just days after Queensland's Environment Department warned mining magnate Clive Palmer that his proposed coal-fired power plant in the Galilee Basin was unlikely to get approval because it wasn't in the public interest and could be inconsistent with commitments made by the state government. Mm. A final decision's due later this year. Will your government back the department's warning?
Well, I think that the state government agency's assessment of this is incredibly important. Last year, they said the project was, and this is their words, they said it was not suitable. They said it would risk damaging the reef. They said it would risk damage to wetlands, fish habitat, ecosystems that are dependent on groundwater. And I'm aware that Minister Plibersek has said that based on information available to her, that she believes the project would be likely to have what she describes as unacceptable impact impacts to the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park and the values of the World Heritage Area. And so the Queensland Government has always said that new resources projects must stack up financially, environmentally and socially. And clearly, if this one does not, then it should not proceed.
Okay, and the Federal Environment Minister, you just alluded to this, Tanya Plibersek, has also nixed another fossil development, the Clive Palmer proposed open-cut coal mine that's northwest of Rockhampton. She ruled it couldn't go ahead because of the threat it posed to the reef. That decision is open for consultation now, and in fact a final ruling is due any day. Do you support that decision?
Of course, the same test needs to be applied to all resources projects. I think that Queenslanders have a great degree of cynicism about projects that are announced by that particular entity. And so if it doesn't pass those tests, if it poses an unacceptable risk to the Queensland environment or to other financial or social tests, then it shouldn't proceed either.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
That's Queensland's Energy Minister, Mick Debreny, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.